You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are jamming through a Monday night here. A great night here at Nightlight. We got a great question. We will get to your text very soon. Keep those texts coming. Our question of the night is, your life is at stake. What action star do you hope is coming to save you? We will catch up on text in just a few minutes. It's a good question tonight, Conrad.
I agree.
All right. Right now, let's get right back to it because we've got a few more minutes with comedy legend David Zucker. He is here over the stream joining us from, I assume, Los Angeles. David, are you in LA?
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles in Brentwood, but I'm soon going to be in Wisconsin.
I was just going to ask you, do you get back here very often?
All the time because, well, my kids were in at UW-Madison for, they were 6 years, overlapped for 2 years.
Oh, nice.
And so I would get there twice a year and then visit my high school friends who now live in Madison and Milwaukee. And so I'm coming in Wednesday night, and Thursday night we're gonna meet in, I think, Delafield at some restaurant.
Nice.
In halfway between Milwaukee and Madison. So that'll be fun.
That's fantastic. I really want to talk about Airplane with you because that was your first big, huge success for you and your brother Jerry and Jim Abrahams. How did you guys write this? Like, you obviously all were on the same page from your sketch days at Kentucky Fried Theater, but what was, can you take us into the writing room a little bit and how you guys collaborated to come up with this script?
Yeah, it was the same way that we did really most of our movies. We would play serious scenes from Zero Hour. I'm assuming everybody knows that's where we got Airplane from. It was a 1957 black and white movie. Mm-hmm. And you know, exact same plot with food poisoning on an airliner. And so we just took that, played it seriously. We would use a transcript of the scene, and then we would add our jokes. So that's pretty much how we wrote.
Was there a scene in Zero Hour where pandemonium breaks out on the plane and all of a sudden two boobs are on the screen for a split second and then move off?
Yeah, in black and white, and in the 1950s, it's incredible. Yeah. Very few people see that copy, but we like that. That's one of my favorite gags. Yeah,
it's so funny. And I remember as a kid going, that is so funny that it just is out of nowhere. It's so over the top, gratuitous, and hilarious. It was probably my favorite. Well, as a 12-year-old, it was my favorite scene for a lot of reasons, but
of course,
it was so
yeah.
funny comedically, too. Such a varied cast in Airplane. You've got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Julie Haggerty, who's great, Lost in America, and Airplane alone. She should be in the Hall of Fame. But what was it like for Peter Graves, Leslie Nielsen, Robert Stack, these three serious actors? Like, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like getting those guys involved? Did you have to convince them?
Well, it was, they were actually, somewhat brave to do this with three untested first-time directors. And I mean, nobody had ever triple directed a movie. Peter Graves read the script, evidently, we found out later. He passed. And we found out he threw the script across the room and said, this is the worst piece of trash I've ever read.
Oh,
and then, you know, later I learned that, you know, actors don't read the whole script. They just read their own parts. So
yeah.
To Peter, it may have seemed that he was playing a funny pedophile. So our producer got him to come in and meet with us. And like the Farrellys, you know, he thought he was going to meet these drug-crazed maniacs. And we were just these, you know, very innocent guys from Wisconsin who happened to think pedophilia was funny. So we convinced him to do it. And he did. And Robert Stack kept saying, Who else is coming to the party? Leslie Nielsen, you know, told his agent, I don't tell those guys this, but I would pay them to do this. So he was in, you know, right from the get-go. And Lloyd Bridges, you know, I think he thought it was funny, but he tried to make sense of his lines and kept suggesting changes to his lines. And finally, you know, I think Robert Stack in one of the rehearsals just said, Lloyd, just keep talking. They're not looking at us. They're not listening to us. You know, the spear's going to the wall. Watermelon's dropping down. Just keep talking, Lloyd.
Oh, that's so funny. My guest is David Zucker, the creative force behind Airplane, Naked Gun, Basketball, Ruthless People, and Top Secret. We're talking about Airplane, which has been preserved in the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress. That's pretty cool.
I know, and who knows why, but, you know, my brother still has the original automatic pilot.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and we heard that the sled from Citizen Kane, you know, Rosebud, that went for $14 million. So, you know, maybe I could retire on this, you know, on you know, more than I'm already retired, you know.
Oh, that's of all the actors you've worked with, David, like in terms of leading men or leading women, Robert Hayes, Leslie Nielsen, Priscilla Presley, Val Kilmer, who is the most enjoyable? And if you want to say, who is the most difficult?
You know, Leslie probably was the most enjoyable. Charlie Sheen was great. You know, we in between setups, you know, we'd go out outside the studio and we always brought, you know, our baseball gloves and we would toss a baseball around him. He was good. I mean, he could throw it fast. And so I had to struggle to catch some of this stuff. But Anna Faris was a joy to work with, and Priscilla Presley. They were just all so nice. Everybody, I really couldn't complain about anybody. You know, I was threatened with Michael Madsen came out of the set, you know, and people said, oh my God, he's going to give you trouble. He's going to eat you for lunch. And, you know, and, you know, so he comes on for the first rehearsal and he seems a little humorless, but I started insulting him right from the start, just telling him what a terrible actor he was. And he's lucky even to be, you know, to be directed by me. And he never stopped laughing. So we just, every actor, you get to actors, everyone's a different way.
Tell us about, you have a couple personal appearances coming up. These sound like a lot of fun. These events are Airplane, Unreleased, the Director's Cut screenings. You'll be there doing a Q&A with Robert Hayes. How cool is that?
Yeah, Robert Hayes, who I've kept in touch with. We're great friends. You know, I visited him in Hawaii, and he comes to visit me here in L.A. And then we're going, you know, we've done a million, screenings of Airplane, and then we do a Q&A. So we have a lot of fun. The last one was at San Francisco Sketch Fest, but these dates are coming up in Seattle and Denver.
October 3rd in Seattle, November 2nd in Denver. Anything a little close to home here in the Dairy State?
I hope so. Well, you know, because these events, these dates have been selling out so well, they're going to take us further away. Because I demand a first class seat. So.
You've earned it. What what can people? Well, the Paramount might not pay for it, but you've earned it. What can people expect in the director's cut that they haven't seen before?
Oh, you know it's probably hyped up more than it really deserves, because our ZAZ director's cut is 3 minutes shorter than the original. Yeah, we actually cut things out because, you know, we never give up. We keep editing and trying to make the movie better. We also did the same thing with Top Secret. We just trimmed a lot of stuff. So the new Top Secret cut is a little bit shorter, but there's, you know, in comedies, you know, they have special features and like deleted scenes. They're never any good in comedies, because if they were funny, they would have been in the original release. So it's, you know, whereas in a drama, I'm sure there's, you know, there's great deleted scenes from The Godfather or other movies, but not in comedies.
I feel like I haven't paid homage enough to Leslie Nielsen. This guy was truly an absolute treasure. And his whole performance, maybe my favorite moment of his is in Naked Gun when there's a car on fire going down the street. It's his car. It caught on fire, yes. And then it makes the turn. And he goes,
I was just thinking of that because then you see on Leslie's face,
yes,
that he slowly realizes that he shot his own car. And it's brilliant. Yeah,
he's like, anybody get a look at the driver? I've got to get inside. Yeah.
Got to get inside. Of course, somebody had to tell him to do it that way. So you know,
brilliant.
I was on the set, Pete.
You know? Okay, right. Well, I give all the credit to you.
I was directing it. And thank you.
What is more fulfilling to you as a writer director of comedy, getting good reviews or hearing a packed theater laugh uncontrollably?
You know, I love getting good reviews. I like having a hit movie more.
Yeah.
And you know, Basketball got great reviews, and so did Top Secret, but they didn't perform as well at the box office as, you know, Airplane and the Naked Guns and the Scary Movies. So, you know, there's nothing I like better than a hit.
Yeah. Well, a hit keeps you working too, which is always
hit
nice.
Hit keeps me working, yeah.
Let me ask you this, David. What is your favorite project you've done with ZAZ, your brother and Jim Abrams or Pat Proft or whomever? And what is your favorite project you did away from those guys?
Well, my favorite project that I did with them, it has to be Airplane, because, you know, the whole thing of Airplane was, you know, it took so long to get it financed and done by a studio. And the other basic thing about the ZAZ experience with Airplane is that you can only come from nowhere once.
Yeah.
And that being the first, it was incredible. In fact, before it was released, the week before it was released, Jim and Jerry and I flew to Milwaukee, and my parents and Jim's parents had rented out the Fox Bay Theater on Silver Spring. And that was the theater where we went to as kids, and we saw the Three Stooges and, you know, all Saturday, all cartoons. It was a great experience having everyone we ever knew from Milwaukee there in the in the audience and seeing that movie for the first time. And then we did a Q&A. I wish somebody had recorded the Q&A, but actually, it didn't differ too much from the ones we do today. We get the same questions.
David Zucker, thank you so much. Check out Master Crash, folks. Mastercrash.com, a crash course in spoof comedy, and you will have actual interaction with our guest, David Zucker, the brains behind a lot of, so much comedy that has affected and influenced my life, as well as millions of other people. I can't even, after I saw Airplane, David, I couldn't fly anymore, not because I was scared, just because the passengers weren't as funny as in your movie.
Yeah. Or just don't eat the food. Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much. This has been a treat. I really appreciate your time and continued success, my friend.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Pete.
You got it. All right. That's David Zucker. Check out all of his movies. I'm sure you've seen most of them. And check out Master Conrad. Don't rule out Master Crash. I'm not saying you're not funny. Yeah. I'm just saying you could use a little bump up.
Yeah. Okay.
It can't hurt, right?
Exactly.
And check out David's book as well. Surely You Can't Be Serious, The True Story of Airplane, which dropped in 2023. When we come back, we'll catch up on your texts. And then Nick Watier is here from the Green Bay Film Festival at 7:35. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night, a rainy Monday night here in Green Bay. I hope it is sunny and 70 wherever you are in other parts of the state. Nick Watier is coming up in just a few minutes. He's actually here now. You could say hi, Nick.
Yeah. Hi.
He's going to he came in because he wants to be part of reading your texts, folks. That's what a great guy Nick
Absolutely.
Is. And you said a funny line, too, when you came in just now.
Yeah, you did not tell me I was going to have to follow the Naked Gun guy.
Hey, Nick Watier is following a comedy legend. No problem.
Right. I'm here to talk about comedy films, but I am not a comedian. I am not a funny person.
We'll get it done. Don't worry. It's great to have you here. And Conrad, you know, being the huge basketball fan.
Yeah.
You're almost as big a baseball fan as David seemed to be.
Yeah, no, I think he's a little bit bigger because he made it. But
yeah. He kept mentioning it, though, and then I'm like, oh, I think he wants me to talk about baseball.
Because, I mean, there is Wisconsin ties to it. It's the Milwaukee Beers.
The Milwaukee
That's the
Beers.
Team name.
Sure. That's perfect. All right, our question of the night, folks, is your life is at stake. What action hero do you hope is coming to rescue you? Do you have one, Nick?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know if this really counts because it's kind of crossing into sci-fi, but I was a huge Terminator 2 fan.
Yeah.
So if Arnold Schwarzenegger as the T-1000 could come for me. That would be amazing.
Even though the T-2000 is the one making your life in peril. Maybe.
Well, right, sure. I mean, it's all about programming, right?
Exactly. It's funny you say that because my wife said that. She said, the Terminator's a killer. She goes, no, in the second one. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, actually, I think I got that wrong. Arnold might have been the T-800.
Oh, I thought he was the T-1000, and then Robert Patrick's character was the T.
You know, I haven't seen it in so long. I still say that's my favorite movie between The Room and Terminator 2.
Wow.
Those are two polar
opposites. Very different movies.
Right?
Right? If you're stuck in The Room, you want Arnold Schwarzenegger coming to save you. That's great. Steve from Florida, he's that's Conrad's dad. And your dad has a very misleading area code, Conrad. It's 920, but he is nowhere near.
Yep. He's never changed his phone number.
Hood. Yeah, I haven't either. I still have the 81. It's tough, but you can't change your phone number because it's like a social security number now. That's how people find you.
Right.
I'm not going to change my phone number every time I jump carriers, you know? So I'm saying I have a lot of respect for your dad. He says, happy Monday. For your information, Paula and I watched all the episodes of Bad Monkey this weekend starring Vince Vaughn. I highly recommend watching this. I love when listeners do this and recommend stuff. And I can see where Steve and Paula get their taste from because Conrad loved Bad Monkey. So that's a good one. I have to scroll back here. Where are we here in our text? We've got a lot to get to here. So let's... Jameson from Pennsylvania. He's in the 814. Says, Indiana Jones always pulls through. So does any Steve McQueen character. But I had to take Bo Bandit Darville from Smokey and the Bandit just for fun. Wow, that's a pull.
Yeah.
Nice one, Jameson. John Murray in the 608, he says, Rambo is pissed off as I know I would be at time of rescue watching Rambo mow every single bad guy involved while dodging bullets. Coming in like rain would be a pretty gratifying resolution. Yeah, Rambo. Thank you, John. And then Melissa says from the 608 says, John McClane, Die Hard, baby.
Ah, yes.
Getting a lot of John McClanes tonight, and that's a great one. No argument there. John says, Michael Madsen would probably be the all-time best rescuer with some revenge fanfare built in. He's my guy. That's funny because David Zucker was talking about Michael Madsen too. Jeez. And how he was, he thought he might be intimidated, but then he kind of turned the tables. From the 414, hey, Pete, great Milwaukee historian John Gerda did a whole documentary on the Kashubes. They inhabited Jones Island in Milwaukee. Yes. Thank you, 414. I did mention, John's been on the show, and I did mention that to him, and I should have him back. Should I have John back just to delve into my own family tree? Would that be
I think you should.
Boring radio?
I think you should.
Yeah, I'll just take John to coffee and see what we can work out. Barb from Waukesha, she's in the 262, says Liam Neeson, not the Naked Gun version. Very well done.
Which I need to see yet, by the way.
Yeah, I saw
it. I am very excited about that.
I was excited about it. And there's some good laughs, but it's not.
Well, you can't recreate the original.
You can't.
Right?
You can't. Leslie Nielsen's too much of a treasure.
Right.
You know, but you just can't do it.
Well, it's like your last guest just said in the last segment. Like, you can't be unknown twice.
Correct. And I was trying not to, like, suck up too much, but I just don't feel like, and I'm biased, but that first Airplane was just, like, the first time I had seen that kind of comedy.
I mean, still to this day, you know, when I'm going to work sites for shows and we have our turnover nights, we'll be making references to Airplane during the day, and our interns, you know, in their 20s, they don't get it.
Right.
So we indoctrinate right. them after the load-in. We go, come on, guys, let's go watch the movie so you understand what we're talking about.
Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920, says, Bruce Willis, the asteroid movie Armageddon. That man can rescue you anywhere. Very well done. 414 says, a quick Google research will find you the documentary. They had their own village. Oh, this is the Kashubes. I'm going to read this. So we'll have John Gerda on. Thank you very much, 414. That's great. And then Jim from Brookfield says, hey, Pete, if my life was in grave danger, I would be greatly relieved if I saw any of the James Bonds at the rescue. Another great one. We haven't heard that one yet. He says they have the smarts and the latest gadgets. Jim from Brookfield. Bridget says Wonder Woman. She's in the 818. I love her strength, compassion, and dedication to justice. Women need representation as rescuers and heroes. Agree. Do we have a phone call, Conrad?
Yeah, Ollie from the North Woods.
Oh, Ollie's on. Ollie, how are you?
I'm doing good. I got Mighty Mouse is my hero because he saves people by land, air, and sea. And not only does he save the people, he saves the day.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Is about the cutest action hero I've heard all night, Ollie. That's fantastic.
And I've got a little something. You know, I'm all about food and pairing foods and wines, etc. And I say a couch potato would go very well with kachub sausage.
Oh, man. Conrad, we got our promo. That's beautiful. We're going to use that, Ollie. Thank you very much. You have a great night.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Ollie. Anna from Madison says, Pete, I just heard David say that Leave It to Beaver was a big influence on him. Now I know why Barbara Billingsley, Mrs. Cleaver, was in Airplane. Yes, her scene in Airplane was hilarious. Great catch, Anna. I can't believe I didn't think of that when it happened. All right. Keep those texts coming, folks. When we come back, we're going to do a quick news dealio here. And then when we come back, Nick Watier, you'll officially be here after the news.
Oh, okay.
You're sort of here now, but you're like a CIA guy.
That's all right. It's all good.
All right. We're coming back. It's Pete Schwabba, a Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On the strength, and you're jumping on. Yes, you're jumping on a fast train.
Welcome back. We're grooving. Great to have you with me, folks, on this Monday night. This is how we start the week off. We had a great conversation with writer, director, and native Wisconsin son, David Zucker. And then we have a great question tonight. You can still get in on the fun if you want. If your life is at stake, what action star would you hope is coming to save you? So we are almost caught up with text, but right now we're going to turn our attention to a really cool event that's happening here locally. It's right around the corner, and a guy who joins me in the studio now, who is no stranger to Nightlight. He's been here several times, and he does a great job running the Green Bay Film Festival. Nick Watier, hey, buddy.
Pete, it's great to be back.
Great to have you here, and I love that you come into the studio. You could have easily, we just talked about this last night, you could have phoned it in, literally.
Yeah, well.
But you're here in person.
It's easier to conversate when you can see who you're speaking
totally
with.
Totally agree.
So
you're just you're on the road all over the place. Nice to be home.
Yeah. Well, I just got back from a few days. Well, a couple weeks actually in Ohio. So professionally, my work is in producing concert events.
Yeah.
I work for a company in town called Lighthouse Productions. We do all the parking lot concerts out at Lambeau Field for game days.
Nice.
And, you know, we had Flo Rida a couple years back. And so I'm usually the video guy. I show up at the screens or in a corporate event setting, projectors. I show up with the cameras and direct the live show. So for me, the film festival is just a little side hobby project.
Yeah.
It's just a nice way for me to give back to that filmmaker community, whereas in my day-to-day life, I'm spending a lot more time figuring out, you know, if I hang this much video wall, will the roof collapse?
So that's your day job, but it's still in the biz, so to speak.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's nice. Interesting because it's in the biz, but I don't get to do post. Everything I do is live.
Okay.
So that's why, like, I don't mind coming in and doing broadcasts. Like, this is comfortable to me because at least I don't have to stare at my audience.
Kind of nice when you don't have to edit something, too.
Oh, right? My gosh.
Because that can be tedious. It can be exhilarating, but also kind of tedious.
Well, I imagine with your film, I mean, you probably shot for a week or two and edited for, what, 3 months?
If you're talking about The Godfather of Green Bay, which is the only project I've ever been a part of where all the other stuff was writing, and it's like,
sure.
Thanks for the script, go away. I want to say even longer. We shot for a month, and it was like 6 weeks of editing.
Right.
And I had to commute from where I lived to Santa Monica, which was a headache.
Yeah.
So, but I will say, when you do something in editing that you really dig, that's very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So. Oh, yeah.
But let's keep the focus on the Green Bay Film Festival, because it's just a treasure you have here locally. You guys have kind of a different format where you have events throughout the year, which I love.
Yeah.
And you have a few coming up, so let's jump in.
Well, September 13th, we'll be at the Tarleton Theater, right downtown Green Bay, the old historic West Theater. And we're going to actually be running a comedy series. So it was fantastic that you paired us with the guests that you did, because, I mean, if you like comedy, this is the place to be.
Absolutely.
So we'll be showing, I want to say it's 9 or 10 films, all comedy, some of them shorts, some of them what we lovingly refer to as long shorts, 20 to 60 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll have one feature film called The Anxiety Club, which is absolutely phenomenal. I literally watched it before coming here today. Just hilarious. It's a documentary about anxiety and how it shows itself in different people, but it's told through the eyes of stand-up comedians.
Right.
So it's clips cut in from their stand-up shows. It's one of the people in the film takes the cameras to therapy with her and is going through exposure therapy where, okay, you have a helicopter parenting issue. Tomorrow, I want you to leave the kids alone downstairs while you go up and read a book for 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And you got to see her experience this and go through it and process it and then see a bit of that comedic process on how they spin that,
like,
and make
how she writes
from
a
it.
Joke.
Right.
That's so great.
Right. Like, because so much material, and I'm sure you've been exposed to this, so much of the best material is the truest material.
Yeah.
Right. And those comedians that go up there and speak, they're not joking when they say they have issues. I mean, it's to the point, and they address it in the film. Hollywood's Laugh Factory actually now has a psychologist in residence to work their comedians that come and work for them.
That's so great.
So it's a great piece. And what I think is so special and has us so excited is we've got special guests coming in addition to the film. The director and producer, Wendy Lobel, is going to be there.
Okay.
We're going to have guests from the ATT Center, which is a local private outpatient therapy center.
Love it.
They do so much work in counseling, therapy. They're even a licensed, safe ketamine-assisted therapy center. I'm not sure how many they're sending, but they're like, well, we've got a dozen or so therapists that might come. We're going to get you a panel.
Wow.
And then, surprise for your listeners, you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I can't wait. You can have me MC some stuff.
Yeah. We'll have you part
maybe
of that talk.
Maybe it'll be funny. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get to tell some of your material, and yeah, I mean, it's going to be a fun night.
It sounds like a blast, and I'm very honored that you even asked, because I don't get asked to do a lot of this stuff. And I was a stand-up full-time in the 90s and toured all over and was on TV, and it was the best time of my life for a guy in his 20s. And some of these people, like Marc Maron, I remember, you know, working with him back in the 90s. Now he's a legend.
Well, and he's in the film, too.
He's in the film that you mentioned.
Yeah.
How funny, Nick, is the movie? Like, it's about anxiety, but is it a really funny movie, or is it more about their process and how they channel their anxiety?
So the thing to me that makes it so funny is how relatable all the moments are.
Okay.
You know, with Tiffany Jenkins talking about her, you know, helicopter parenting, and how I'm always like, I can picture in my head my child on the trampoline is going to break their neck. Like, as a parent, I can completely identify with that.
Me too.
And then you can hear the comedy that comes from it.
Okay.
And it's almost the relief, the release of, yes, this is concerning and hurtful, but is it that big? Right. And hearing the way the therapist adjusts that. So I would say, like, this film in particular is a solid mix of, you know, truth and seriousness and drama, but still really funny, because you get to hear those stand-ups doing their material. And then, you know, it's not so much about writing. It's more about the anxiety and the performance.
Okay.
The writing, it comes into it, but it's more subtle.
That is the voice of Nick Watier. He is he is joining us in studio here tonight. We're talking about the Green Bay Film Festival, a great film festival right here in downtown Green Bay that takes place typically at the Tarleton Theater. They have events throughout the year. We're discussing September 13th, which is going to focus on comedy. I will be there in some capacity, emceeing to a degree. And we're talking about the film Anxiety Club, which I just, I've heard about this movie. So is it hard to get a movie like this for your festival?
The process that we use, there's a website out there that's very commonly used for film festivals called Film Freeway.
Yeah.
And people can go online, submit their films, they upload copies of the film, and they'll send them to us saying that they would like to be considered. And normally our threshold is that you need to be made within the last year or two to be able to submit. And sometimes things get through that are a little older, but typically it's newer material. And then we just start watching everything. We've got a team of about 15 reviewers.
Nice.
Which is a volunteer team. If anyone's interested, you can reach out to us, you know, join the team. But basically, we rate these films and try to bring the best here to Green Bay to really create that cultural experience for the city.
Yeah.
Bring the good stuff here and also, you know, celebrate the local artists.
It's so great, too, because if you haven't been to a film festival, folks, you have to experience it. To me, like, you're going to see good movies, but it's these Q&As that really make the experience worthwhile and put them over the top, as opposed to just going to a movie. When you can see how a director's process works and they answer your questions, that to me is worth the price of admission alone. All right, so what else do you have? You got comedy September 13th. Where can people get tickets if they want to?
Oh, yeah, so the comedy tickets just went on sale about a week ago, and we have a vanity URL for this. It's GBFF, Green Bay Film Festival.
Okay.
GBFF.fun slash comedy.
That puts a lot of pressure on you guys,
though. Right?
You got to bring the fun now.
Our board member, Elliot Christensen, says we need to be 100% fun. In all of our decisions, we want to be fun. So
even if
it's a romance or a drama series, we're trying to find the fun and bring that to you.
You said on October 11th is your next event after the comedy night or the comedy event on the 13th is sci-fi.
Yes.
I would imagine that sci-fi would be jam-packed no matter
sci-fi
what.
Sci-fi is packed. And what I like to see in sci-fi, and I actually have a little differing opinion than some of the other board members, I like to see what people can do on the shoestring budget.
Okay.
Right. I like to see those people who were really struggling, like it not this year, but next year we have a film in the process that I just screened, made by a bunch of college students. They clearly didn't have any money. It was probably a student project. They have some decent but elementary special effects to make glasses look silly. If you can imagine like the old 1980s music videos kind of. You know, money for nothing style glass.
Oh, yeah, right. The Ray-Bans.
Yeah, so they've got that kind of thing going. But as you watch the film and you see the story that the students are telling and you see the way that they work with what they have available to them, they've got essentially a dolly shot that they're tracking somebody running down the road and it had to be, I don't know, car mounted or dollied across the street. They didn't have any cars cross the shot. Like, did they shut it down? Did they just pick something? Like, the fact that they were able to tell the story the way that Hollywood would have without Hollywood money is what blows my mind. And I love celebrating that at the festival. And I can't wait to see what our sci-fi filmmakers have done. Because that's a genre that's usually built on special effects and built on costuming and built on location. And when I see a project that was clearly, you know, not a $100,000 budget. I would say most of the films we play are under a $15,000 budget.
No kidding. Wow, that's so great.
And to see those people able to create their art and put it out there is what really speaks to my heart.
Some of my favorite films have been movies, and maybe, you know, subconsciously you're thinking, I can't believe they did this for this amount of budget. You know, the original Meet the Parents that my writing partner did, Clerks, or like some of these
Clerks.
Films where it's like they're just so, the story has to be so creative because they don't have the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, Clerks in specific, most of that movie is a two-shot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. They didn't do a lot of inserts. They didn't do a lot of close-ups. They didn't take the minute per page that Hollywood says you have to.
Right. Wow, well said. All right, so you got sci-fi coming up October 11th, as yet to be determined what the films will be.
They are decided. I'm just not educated.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. We'll let you off the hook. We know you're traveling all over the place. And then an environmental theme on November 15th.
Yes, and in that one, we'll have a big documentary. Boy, I can't think of the name off the top of my head. I'm sorry about that, but it's about clean waters.
Okay.
And we also have a panel planned for that where we're going to bring some people in from the United Nations to speak about the clean water efforts in the Bay. And I believe we have some people from the DNR on the hook. I don't know if they've confirmed yet.
How do you, Nick, do this with, like you just said, the capacity of the Tarleton is 120.
Sure.
How many people do you have? Like I feel like half the people listening want to go for the guests you have just as interested as they would be in the movie. Is there usually a breakdown?
Well, and what we try to do, right, is we try to pace out the day and space it out, right? So we really want to show as much material as we can while still respecting everybody's time. So we'll do an early session where we'll typically have a collection of shorts and then a later session, which we'll intentionally have a little short on material, but then have room for that talk back and give designated time for each filmmaker that's there to speak.
I love your format. I love what you guys do there, and I can't wait to be a part of it on the 13th. We'll talk more about that with our guest, Nick Wattier from the Green Bay Film Festival. And I want to ask you about a couple films you screened recently that are really good, too. We're going to do that and finish up your text when we close things down here after this very short break. Don't go away, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you know it just ain't easy. Open up your heart. Let's come together. Use a little more and we will make it work out better.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am very excited about tomorrow night's show. Conrad, I don't know. Do you keep a tidy apartment?
I would say kind of tidy.
What about you, Nick? You can keep it. Well, both of you would be well served to tune in tomorrow night because we are going to have the Merry Maids in here in person. Ooh. They're going to give us cleaning tips and like shortcuts, and maybe they'll even spruce the place up a little bit. I don't know. It's pretty clean.
I mean, it looks pretty all right.
Yeah,
in
it's
here.
Not too bad. This is like immaculate as far as I'm concerned. But we'll have the Merry Maids here in studio tomorrow night at 6:35. And then this is exciting too. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Sean Hannish, one half of the creative force behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, will be here at 7:20. His producing partner on the film, Kelly Call. I finally tracked down Kelly's email. He gave me a business card at the Wisconsin Film Festival, and it's probably buried in my suitcase somewhere. But anyway, we're going to have Kelly on at some point. Sean is going to be on tomorrow night to discuss the Brewers' hot streak. And is there a score yet in the second game?
Actually, it got rescheduled. For tomorrow. So it's 1:40 tomorrow, and then I believe 7:30.
It's brutal because I'm a Cub fan. And the second I decided to start following the Cubs this year, they had the best record in baseball, and then the Brewers won 15 games. Like, that's so Schwabba. So Sean is going to come on tomorrow night because I mentioned to him, hey, I wonder if your documentary, you know, is kind of motivated the Brewers. It's such a great film. So we'll talk about that with Sean tomorrow. I'm not the first person that mentioned it to him, but I might be the first Cub fan that mentioned it to him. So it'll be good to talk to Sean tomorrow as well. Let's see. How are we doing on text, Conrad? Are we caught up for the most part?
We got a couple more texts.
All right. Steve. Oh, your dad also says, with my life on the line and my life at stake, I would hope the original Charlie's Angels would save me. Well, at least if they fail, Steve, you'll enjoy the scenery.
There you go.
So you could do well. You could do worse than that. John from Madison says, Michael could do it well out of character as just Michael, rest his soul. I think I missed part of that.
Was he not talking Michael about Myers?
Michael Madsen?
Michael Madsen, yes. Because John said Michael Madsen. Love Michael Madsen. God rest his soul. Thank you, John. And then John also says, Peter, a great movie suggestion from back in 1984 or 85, Brian De Palma's Body Double. I saw Body Double. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. I still keep the VHS tape. Melanie Griffith is amazing. And Craig Wesson and Greg Henry are fantastic. And the Brian De Palma direction style is iconic, a must see. I think I'm going to rewatch that. I saw that like years and years ago, and I don't even remember what my opinion is on it. So obviously I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either, but maybe now I would get more enjoyment out of it.
Well, thank you, John. Isn't it hard these days with just how much we use the word content now.
Yeah.
But just how much content is released? How do you keep up with all of it?
That's what I say that to people. Like, I'll ask guests what they're watching, and they'll say, oh, I'm really behind. I just got to Breaking Bad. Well, there's thousands of shows right now, and a lot of them are great. How do you keep up?
I have a bunch of friends who are Trekkies.
Okay.
And they hate that I can't talk Star Trek with them. But I don't know where to start.
Right.
How many seasons of how many different shows and how many movies
and
are
movies,
there?
Yeah.
Right? There's something like 13 movies, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's like, Nick, Star Wars runs together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, and I'll talk about it with my son. I'll go, Dad, how could you not know? That was from the one-off. And right. I'm like, they're all good.
Yeah.
I like them, but I can't keep track of
there's
them.
There's 9 Star Wars movies, and then there's the Solo movie.
Rex and those shows.
And like, yeah, I love the Mandalorian series. That was fantastic. And now apparently there's 3 more series I haven't started.
Right. You'll get to them in a few years. Paula Conrad's mom checks in and says, Hiccup and How to Train Your Dragon. Oh, I don't know that character.
Hmm. Oh, he's the main character in it.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's the one that trains the dragon first.
His name is Hiccup?
Hiccup, yeah.
I saw that film like when it came out in theaters.
Yep.
Okay. Huh. I'm not doubting your mom. Last person I want to get into it with is Paula Krieger, because I know better. And are these stream comments meant for us, Con?
I don't know.
Don, I don't understand the first word, and the second one is freedom with an exclamation point. So he feels strongly about that. Thank you, Don. We've got a couple more minutes here with our guest, Nick Wattier, who is here. Nick and I were just talking about September 13th. They're doing a comedy event at the Green Bay Film Festival at the Tarleton Theater. I'll be there sort of hosting and that kind of thing. Come by. The movie is Anxiety Club, and I've heard it's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Just getting to see, stand-up comedians processing their lives and navigating comedy while also dealing with anxiety, which I think is probably the most relatable story in the world right now. Who doesn't suffer from some degree of anxiety?
Oh, my gosh. And it's like a lot of us just, like they say, kids today have so much anxiety. We probably had it too, but it just wasn't
right
addressed or right whatever. It came out in various ways, you know. I wanted to ask you, No Packers, No Life. Have you guys shown that film?
Oh, my gosh. Fantastic.
Craig Benzine's so great.
Yes, we showed that earlier this year, and actually that was – my daughter, who is now 9, as of yesterday, happy birthday, Avila.
Nice. Happy birthday.
she was actually named after a film that we screened, The Incredible Adventures of JoJo and His Annoying Little Sister, Avila. but anyways, she turned 9, and she was at the screening with No Packers, No Life. And if you haven't seen it, it's a documentary of the Green Bay Packers fan club from Japan, and how somebody local to Green Bay got them all tickets to a game and flew them out and gave them the authentic Green Bay experience with tailgating. And they went to a summer game. They went to a winter game. It is an unbelievable.
And they went on the Zip and Pippin, right?
They went on the Zip and Pippin. So it's not terribly old, right? Because that's only like 7 years old.
I love it because Craig's been on the show a couple times. And I interviewed him on PBS Wisconsin, too. These Packer fans are so passionate. They watch old VHS tapes of Green Bay Packers games.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just a sampling of the kind of stuff you'll see at the Green Bay Film Festival, folks. Check it out. Go to the website. They do so much great stuff. Nick Wattier, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You followed David Zucker just fine.
Well, thank you.
Not many people.
That's strong praise. I don't think I deserve it, but thank you.
You do, buddy. All right, we're coming back tomorrow night. We're going to do it all over again. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.